Welcome back. Fianna Fáil and Kildare North TD Naoise Ócáiriúil has been appointed as the chairperson of the Oireachtas Artificial Intelligence Committee. He replaces Malcolm Byrne, who stepped down after being stopped by Gardaí on suspicion of drink driving. Mr Byrne has been awaiting the outcome of a urine sample test and says he will take whatever punishment may be forthcoming in the event of a prosecution. So joining us now is Fianna Fáil, Kildare North Fianna Fáil TD Naoise Ócáiriúil. Good morning, Naoise, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Cara.
I suppose, Naoise, it would be remiss of me not to mention your colleague, Wicklow Wexford TD, Malcolm Byrne, and the drink driving investigation. What's your reaction to it?
Yeah, look, first of all, Tara, I think anybody getting behind the wheel of a car after having drinks immediately before or indeed the morning after is completely unacceptable. And I know Malcolm will has said that he's going to accept whatever punishment comes his way. And it's a reminder to all of us, I think, particularly the day after, if people are drinking, let's say, an evening before, to really think again about getting behind the wheel of a car and not to do it, because it's not acceptable under any circumstances.
Okay, thanks for that. Now, congratulations on your new appointment. Naoise, you have experience in this area, and maybe for some listeners who mightn't be aware, you could share a bit about your work experience, I suppose, in AI.
Sure, Tara. And I suppose it's been a bit of a whirlwind 2 weeks, because the Taoiseach actually appointed me as chairperson of the Irish Language and Gaeltacht Committee 2 weeks ago, because I'd been deputising for Catherine Connolly after she was elected president. And then obviously Esther was then appointed to the AI Committee. So I'm on both committees. I'm also on the Climate, Environment and Energy Committee.
You're very busy, is what you're saying.
Yeah, but I'll no longer be becoming chair of the Irish Language Committee. So that'll be taken on by somebody else now, Deputy Shane Moynihan from Dublin South West. He's based in Lucan. But in terms of my background, Tara, so as many listeners will know, I was a county councillor for 10 and a half years. But I was a councillor, I also worked in the tech industry. So I worked for three different companies over about 8.5, 9 years. And the final 3.5 years, before I was elected to the Dáil, I was working for an AI company. So a lot of experience in AI and in the tech industry. I've also, over the past year alone, developed a lot of policies around AI. So the first one last year was introducing a bill to set up a national AI office, which would be a regulator, which would protect people from the dangers of AI. And only a few weeks ago, I published a policy paper on an AI workforce transition program. So I've been working with trade unions and with employers as well about retraining people within their job if their job is going to be impacted by AI. So it's about protecting people. I know a lot of people are worried about potentially losing their jobs, and a policy like this will protect as many jobs as possible and reskill and retrain people into new roles so that their jobs aren't impacted if AI is brought into the workplace.
Okay. And in fairness, AI is moving. It's such a fast pace, and nearly you could have a policy and the landscape has changed. But it does cover a number of areas. But one issue that, and I suppose it's something we've been discussing quite a bit recently on the show, is data centres, because you can't have AI without it. And a report from Friends of the Earth and Beyond Fossil Fuels found that the rapid expansion of centres across the country had already cost householders $715 million extra on bills between 2015 and 2023. Data centres consumed, I think the more recent report, 22% of all of our electricity use, when you compare that to the US, which uses 4%, and China 1%. And we obviously know Kildare County Council have approved plans for a $3 billion data centre campus in Naas. So it's like, can the two align together? Can we have AI and data centres without this, you know, impact for our electricity on our environment?
Yeah, so I'm on the, as I was saying, the Climate, Environment and Energy Committee as well. So this is an area that we're looking at a lot. And, you know, data centres, yes, AI needs compute, which is storage space essentially. And when people talk about, oh, it's been stored in the cloud is a data centre, right? Mm. So if people are listening back to this programme on the KFM website, that's been stored in a data centre. And it's not just AI, it's all of our digital life, our digital identity is all in data centres. And this is a problem that we're facing across the world. But in Ireland, it's a particular issue because of our climate. It suits data centres, but we need to look at how can we do it in a more efficient way that doesn't have an impact on households, and essentially that we're not taking on far more data centres than other countries as well, because other countries are having this very same debate. But it does seem in Ireland that we're taking on far more data centres than other countries, so a lot of the data has been stored here. And if you look at, we'll say, a lot of companies from my previous life working in tech, they want their data to remain in the EU. They don't want to go into the US or to China or whatever. So if we do want to do that, I think we need to look at it from a European Union perspective. How can we ensure that if we do require these data centres, how is it done in an equitable way that is shared across the EU and is not just focused in Ireland, for example? The Nordics have a lot of data centres, again, because of the weather. So how can we work with our colleagues across the EU to make sure that it's spread evenly and no country is taking the brunt of it?
Anisha, there is a number of data centres, have we not seen the data centre that has been created that is able to offset some of its, you know, energy?
Yeah,
is there not? Because I remember speaking to a man who built data centres, and he's talked about how they have to... they've put in kind of water storage where water could be heated and then that can be distributed to you. Now, it's been used in Europe, but I don't think it's been used in Ireland. So it's like, is there not a better design, or has that just not happened yet?
No, you're right. And the data centre in that's going ahead in Nace, for example, that has that element to it. Intel has that element to it. It's not a data centre now, Intel, but they have a similar type of a setup. And that is kind of part of the data centres of the future. What's also part at the moment, the Minister for Energy, Dara O'Brien, is progressing legislation around the private wires bill. So this is something I've been pushing massively. So what this would mean would be, we'll say, a data centre, or indeed a large company or anybody would be able to put a wind turbine or solar panels on site to generate energy for themselves. So that's quite limited at the moment, and it's those type of ideas we need to be looking at to offset essentially the amount of energy that these data centres are using. And you're right, Tara, we really need to get to grips with, I suppose, not just the modern technology element of it, but making sure the families and households don't feel the brunt. But at the same side, we need to look at the huge opportunities in AI, not just in, we look at healthcare, for example, huge amount of advances there. We look at time savings in business, probably close to home for you. Barry Flanagan, Lock 13, has developed, a suite of different products to help him run his business more effectively and efficiently. So there's a huge amount of opportunities there, but we have to make sure the guardrails are there, the people are protected, the workers are protected. And then we're looking at things like people's voice, people's image, people's likeness that's not taken advantage of. And that's something that's, kind of last night in the Dáil, myself and Malcolm Byrne actually were progressing legislation in to literally do that, to protect people's likeness, their image, so it's not taken advantage of. So, we've seen scams in the past where somebody gets a text or a phone call from a loved one asking them for money. It's outlawing things like that. Yeah. And that's what we really need to be at the forefront of. And in fairness, in Ireland, I'm at an event here in the convention centre with Canadian politicians and businesses. And this is a huge problem that we're seeing across the world. And Ireland actually is at the forefront of developing legislation and ways of actually dealing with it.
Okay. Well, listen, I've no doubt, Nisha, we're going to be talking to you quite a bit in this role. And I want to congratulate you again and thank you for coming on and sharing.